To turn to the book of Mark, chapter 5, I'd like to read verses 21 through verse 34. When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus, by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. We've preached from this passage many times, from many different angles. In fact, we're going to, Lord willing, preach from it again this evening. But by way of background, Mark chapter 4 opens with Jesus teaching by the seaside. As you read through there, you see that he taught the parable of the sower, the parable of the candle, the parable of the mustard seed. And then when the evening was come, Jesus and the apostles got into a boat, went to the other side of the sea, and so doing experienced a great storm that Jesus calmed by merely speaking. We read that in chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Chapter 5 opens with Jesus and the apostles. They've crossed the other side and they come into the country of the Gadarenes. And we know the story there where Jesus set free a demon-possessed man. We read of that in verses 1 through 20 of chapter 5. Which brings us to our text in verse 21, and when Jesus passed over again. So now he's going back to the other side. Much people gathered unto him. And out of this multitude came a ruler of one of the synagogues by the name of Jairus, pleading with Jesus on behalf of his daughter, who was sick and dying. And we read of that in verse 22 and verse 23. Jesus began to make his way to the house of this ruler to heal his daughter. Notice verse 24. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged or crowded and swarmed him. As the mob of people and Jesus were proceeding to the house, news was spreading that Jesus was going to perform a miracle of healing upon the daughter of Jairus. And no doubt, as the news spread, the crowd continued to grow. So we picture a very large crowd of people packed into a narrow street. And then in verse 25, we read, "And a certain woman." This procession that is heading to the house of Jairus, this procession was interrupted. It was interrupted by a woman who, just like Jairus, was desperate. She was desperate for a miracle in her life. And though we do not know her name, yet her story will stand forever for a testimony of faith and perseverance in the face of obstacles. Her story is one that has inspired and encouraged many of God's people to keep on pressing on for what they need in Jesus Christ. Now, this woman's story is a picture of the salvation of a sinner. We've preached it that way many times. It also serves as a picture of many of God's people. And I want you today to picture this crowd of curiosity seekers swarming around Jesus Christ on the way to the house of this ruler of the synagogue. But I want you to know, as you picture that crowd, that this particular woman that we read of was not just part of the crowd. She experienced Jesus Christ. She experienced the miraculous power of Jesus Christ. She experienced the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. Most in that crowd did not receive that. And as Jesus continued to walk along, again, the crowd no doubt continued to grow as he walked. And there are many needy people in that crowd. But they were just part of. They were just part of the crowd. But this woman was not just part of the crowd. You think about that crowd, and by the side of Jesus were the disciples. And I don't believe they were just part of the crowd either. I believe they received something. There was Jairus. No doubt he was nearby Christ as well. And he was not just part of the crowd. These individuals received a blessing that particular day. There were others who were close enough to touch Jesus Christ, and they did. But they received no real benefit. They were just part of the crowd. They were just part of this crowd. The crowd was made up of people, no doubt, from all backgrounds and all ages. And they're all bumping into Jesus Christ, rubbing shoulders with the Master, yet receiving nothing. Just part of the crowd. Many of the people that were following Jesus, most of the people that were following Jesus in that crowd that day, went home unchanged and had no idea what happened. Had no idea what had taken place. But this woman, she was blessed. This woman was changed. Most in that crowd were simply there because they wanted to witness a miracle. They wanted to witness what was happening, but they really weren't a part of what was happening. They really weren't a part of what took place. But this woman received something from Christ that changed her life. Is it not incredible that you and I can be in the very awesome presence of Jesus Christ and yet be so unaware? The subject of the message this morning is not just part of the crowd, because I'm afraid today that many are just part of the crowd. I can see that we have 84 people, it looks like. And I wonder how many are just part of the crowd. Receiving no real benefit. Consider this woman. Consider the condition of this woman, because I believe her condition, not only emblematic of the lost sinner, but it is emblematic of the condition of many of God's people. This woman had a very real and a very serious need. The fact is, everyone in that crowd had very real needs. Everyone in that crowd had very serious needs. The difference was, this woman and also Jairus, they were aware of their need. They were aware of how desperate and how serious their need was. Notice verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue or flow of blood, appears to be a gynecological flow of blood. This would make her unclean. Leviticus 15, verse 25. What this means is, this woman was an outcast. Her condition caused her to be an outcast to her family, to her friends, and to the place of worship. By law, she could not touch or be touched by anyone. She was literally ostracized from everyone and everything. Mark refers to this issue of blood in verse 29 as a plague. Now, a plague is an infestation. A plague is something that is tormenting. A plague is something that ravages the body. And this woman had a plague. Her need was great. Her need was real. Her need was serious. Her need was desperate. And there are those sitting here right now. You have very real and very serious needs. But you will go from here this morning unfazed. You will go from here this morning unchanged. You want to know why? Because you're just part of the crowd. Just a part of the crowd. Everyone here has serious needs. Some realize it. Some don't. But everywhere here, everyone here, there are desperate needs here this morning. Desperate needs. And like this woman, her condition was continuous. We read, a woman having an issue or flow of blood for 12 years. For 12 years, she suffered. For 12 years, she was in anguish. For 12 years she was in distress, in misery, in heartache. 12 years of desolation. For 12 years she was an outcast. 12 years she was vexed and tormented physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You cannot even begin to imagine the emotional problems that this woman had, the emotional needs that this woman had. Ostracized for 12 years, this woman had needs. This woman had some issues. And again, I imagine that she spent many a day in her place of separation, wherever that was, weeping. In those 12 years, I imagine there were many a day where she wept. And there are those sitting here right now. You have desperate needs. Needs that you have been carrying with you for years. And many, though they have great and desperate needs, will go from here today unfazed and unchanged. Just part of the crowd. Just part of the crowd. This woman tried everything, and nothing helped. Verse 26, she suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had. And was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Luke says in his account in Luke 8 verse 43 that she spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. So here's this woman. She's had 12 years now of distress, misery, and heartache. And adding to her distress was the fact that her hopes and expectations were crushed over and over and over again. She went to the physician, hoping that he can help me. She paid him. Soon to find out that whatever it was that he prescribed wasn't doing anything at all. She would hear of another physician. She would go to him. Again, hoping, perhaps this is the one that can help me. 12 years until she had spent everything she had. Don't you think that this woman, here is a woman who knows what disappointment is. Here is a woman who had her hopes crushed time and time and time again. She's needy. She's desperate. For 12 years, she hoped that somehow her life could be put back together. 12 years, she was disappointed over and over again. And on top of all the sorrow, all the anguish, all the heartache, all the torment, all the loneliness, she finally comes to the point where she has nothing. She has spent it all. She spent all that she had. We read in verse 26. Her health is gone, and now her money is gone. And on top of all of that, she tried everything. Everything that she knew to try, she tried. And she's getting worse with each passing day. Her life is withering away. And there are those sitting here right now who have needs. Desperate needs. And it's not getting any better. I don't mean to discourage you. But there are some here, you've got desperate needs. You've got serious needs. And let's be honest, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. It's getting worse all the time. But unlike this woman, there are some sitting here today who are just part of the crowd and will leave unchanged. This woman, realizing her need, strives after Jesus Christ. We notice in verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus. Everyone here has heard of Jesus. But not everyone here has heard of Jesus like this woman did. There are some here, you have desperate needs, you have very serious needs, and you have heard of Jesus Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. But you leave unchanged, you leave unfazed, and your condition is getting worse and worse and worse by the day. And you're just part of the crowd. But this woman, who felt hopeless, no doubt who felt unworthy, no doubt who was very lonely, and there are a lot of lonely people today, who is very isolated and very alienated, heard of Jesus. This woman with all of her enormous problems and needs, this woman who was so burdened down and who was hurting, she heard of Jesus. But I'll tell you, this woman got to a place that many never get to. She was tired of her life. And she heard of Jesus. She wanted more than anything to be freed from her dreadful condition. And she heard of Jesus. There are some sitting here, you have enormous needs, desperate needs, but you're not yet tired of your life. You're not tired of it yet. She heard about an emancipator. She heard about a liberator. She heard about a heart and mind fixer. And when she heard about Jesus, she began to think, this Jesus, he can cure me. This Jesus, he can do for me what none of the physicians have been able to do. This Jesus, he can release me and set me free. This Jesus, he can rescue and deliver me. This Jesus, he can put my life back together. And that's so today. This Jesus, he can repair me. He can fix me. He can make me whole. When she heard of Jesus, what did she do? She began to long for Christ. The majority of people in that crowd that day were not longing for Jesus Christ. They wanted to see something miraculous. But this woman, she's not just part of the crowd. She knows that her needs are desperate. She's tired of her life. She's as low as she can get. She has nothing. And she desires and she longs for Jesus Christ. Of the 84 people sitting here today, I wonder how many have come longing for Jesus Christ, longing to have our needs filled in Jesus Christ. I'm afraid that most are probably just part of the crowd. But this woman was longing to be changed. How many came here today longing to be changed, longing to be fixed? We all have things wrong with us. We all have issues. We all have problems. But how many came today longing for Jesus Christ to fix us? Again, let's face it. Most are just part of the crowd. And they'll go home unfazed. Notice verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, she came. Jesus, on his way to the house of Jairus, the crowd is swarming him, pressing up against him. Here comes this woman who had been plagued and tormented for 12 years. This woman who had suffered so much in so many ways for 12 years. This woman who's under the curse of the law. This woman who is dying and who had tried everything imaginable and was desperately wanting her life to be put back together. And she is as low as she can get. And she has nothing. What does she do? She comes. She comes. I'll tell you what. People will just be part of the crowd until they get good and sick of their life. Until they get tired of their life. Until they want it desperately put back together. And until they can get as low as they can get. And until they have nothing. They'll come. That's when they'll come. That's when you and I came for salvation. And that's when you and I will strive to have our needs fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Everybody here has needs. We all realize that we have needs. Most do not realize enough their needs. And most seem to think, yes, I have needs, but I don't have the needs that so-and-so has, and I don't have the problems they have, and I don't have the issues they have. But when you get good and tired of your life, and you want it fixed, and you believe that Jesus Christ has what you need and that Jesus Christ can fix it, you'll come. And you'll cease to be just part of the crowd. She came. She came believing. She came desiring. Verse 28. For she said. And I believe that means she kept on saying. She kept on saying, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Matthew 9, verse 21 has it, she said within herself. So as she's coming, she is saying over and over in her mind, if I may but touch his clothes. If I may but touch his clothes. If I can just touch his clothes. If I can just touch his clothes. I can be whole. And as she makes her way through that crowd, she is saying, if I can just touch him. If I can just get close enough to touch him.
I know I can be whole. No one else could help her. And she knew that. Oh, we need to know that as well today. No one else can help you. No one but Jesus. And you need to have the faith. And you need to encourage yourself over and over and over again. If I can just get close enough to Him to touch Him, I'll be whole. And I wonder, how many came here this morning saying, oh, if I can just get close to Him. If I can just get close to Jesus today in the services. I know if I can just get close to Him. If I can touch Him, I'll be made whole. My life will be changed. She knew she had to get through that crowd of people without drawing attention to herself because she's unclean. And I believe that she crawled. She crawled through that crowd of people surrounding Jesus. And the whole time she's crawling through that crowd, she is saying, if I can just touch Him, if I can just touch Him, if I can just touch Him, I'll be whole. I'll be clean. I'll be made whole from this terrible, terrible disease that I've had for 12 years. Oh, if I can just touch Him. And she's crawling. Say, well, what in the world makes you think that she's crawling? Matthew 9, verse 20, she came behind Him and touched the hem of His garment. Down below. She didn't do that standing up. She was crawling. And she touched. She touched the hem of His garment. What, is it easy for her to get through that crowd? Of course not. But she believed. She believed if I can just touch Him, 12 years of suffering will be gone. If I can just touch Him. And in spite of all the hindrances, she made her way through that mob of people. And you can make yourself, you can make your way through a lot of things if you believe. And she believed. If I may but touch His clothes, I'll be whole. I want you to know she was not just part of the crowd. She's striving to be so near to Christ that He'll bless her life. And I wonder how many came here today. You know you have needs. But how many of you came here today just wanting to get near to Jesus so that you can be blessed? She wanted so desperately to be set free from this dreadful disease. Is saying, I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. All these people are in my way. And my physical problems are in my way. There's a lot of things in her way. But she's saying, I've got to get to Jesus. And that needs to be our attitude. And if it's not, I'm afraid we'll just be part of the crowd. She eventually gets near enough to stretch out her hand. And she stretches out her hand. And I don't believe she just touched His garment. I believe she grabbed hold. She clutched the hem of His garment. And as she did, Jesus turned and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 30. Verse 31, and His disciples said unto Him, Lord, you can see the multitude that's thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Lord, you see all this crowd of people. So many of them are touching you. So many of them have touched your clothes. Lord, what do you mean, who touched you? In Luke 8, verse 46, I love this. Jesus said, somebody has touched me. Somebody has touched me. Somebody has touched me in a way that no one else in this crowd has. Somebody has touched me. She touched him, believing that he was able to set her free and to change her life. But I'm afraid today that many are like the multitude. They follow Jesus without any real soul hunger. They even come into contact with him. Think of all the people that came into contact with Jesus that day. And many today, they come into contact with Christ, but they receive no real benefit from it. But this woman was not just part of the crowd. She was different. A miracle took place. After she touched the hem of his garment, we read in verse 29, and straightway, or immediately, the fountain, was spoken of as a fountain because it's flowing continuously. The fountain of her blood was dried up. All she had to do, touch the hem of his garment, believing. If I may but touch him, I shall be whole. And she felt, and I like this, she felt in her body. She felt something. You and I go back to the day that we were saved, and I'm telling you, when the Lord saved my soul, I felt it. Don't criticize feelings. She felt something. I felt something, and you felt something. And if we would come into contact with Jesus as this woman did, I guarantee you today, you'll feel something. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus did instantly what 12 years of various doctors could not do. Jesus did instantly what 12 years of expense could not do. She's made whole. 12 years of anguish, gone. 12 years of suffering, gone. 12 years of loneliness and heartache, gone. I imagine she returned to her family that day. 12 years of loneliness, gone. She's been set free. She's been liberated. She's been released. And all the joy, all the rapture when Jesus looked in her eyes to give her assurance. And he said, daughter, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. In closing, many are like this woman. They have very real, very desperate, very serious needs. But unlike this woman, they're just part of a crowd. They come Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, maybe Wednesday evenings, but they're just on the fringe. They're just moving along, part of the crowd, never ever really receiving the benefit of Christ. And they don't mind seeing the Lord work a miracle. And perhaps they have seen the Lord work miracles in the lives of others, but they never seem to be a partaker of His miraculous power. They're just part of the crowd. I don't want to be just part of the crowd. Come Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, we ought not want to just be part of the crowd. But we ought to come striving to be near Christ, to get as close as we can, saying, if I may but touch Him, I know He can make me whole. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? In spite of your problems, in spite of your needs, do you know today that Jesus can make you whole? Are you tired of your life? Are you tired of trying everything else? Why don't you just come to Jesus? You will come when you get tired of it all. As miserable of lives that some people have, it's obvious they're not tired of it yet. And as many things as they've tried, and they just get worse and worse and worse, and they'll say, I know that Jesus can make it better, but I'm here to tell you, you don't really know that. Because if you knew it, you'd come. You'd come. This woman, she realized her need. She realized the desperation that she was in. She heard of Jesus. And she came longing. And she came believing that He is able. And I'm telling you today, this is the way to be made whole. Here's the way to be made whole. Just what we read here today. Don't be content. Don't be content to just be part of a crowd. Don't just be a mere curiosity seeker. But be like this woman. And in spite of all the obstacles, and you may have many obstacles in your life. You may have many hindrances. But this woman, she made her way past all the obstacles, all the hindrances, saying, if I may but just touch His clothes, I'll be whole. I know if I can get near Him, I can be whole. And she overcame all the obstacles. The Lord knows all about your obstacles. The Lord knows all about your hindrances. He knows all about your problems. You can't use those as an excuse. You just need the faith to believe, if I can just get close to Him, I know that He's able. Do you know that today? Don't just be part of the crowd. Don't leave unchanged. Don't leave with your life getting worse, because it can be better if you can just get close. Jesus Christ. Brother Larry, if you'd come.